Welcome to Episode 5 of Everyday Law, a podcast of the Sacramento County Public Law Library. Today, librarian Robin Moulton will be telling us about the emancipation of minors. As children enter their teen years and gain more independence from parents, both may have questions regarding the process, legal requirements, and consequences of emancipation. Emancipation is a legal way for children to become adults before they turn 18. Under California law, a minor may be emancipated by a court declaration of emancipation under California's Emancipation of Minors Law, which can be found in the California Family Code, sections 7000 through 7143. This law provides that a person is an emancipated minor if they fulfill one of these three categories. Number one, the minor has gotten married with permission from parents and the court. Number two, the minor has joined the armed forces with permission from parents. And number three, the minor has received a declaration of emancipation from a judge. Family Code Section 7120 states that in order to get a declaration of emancipation from a judge, the minor has to prove all of the following criteria. The minor must be at least 14 years old. The minor must not want to live with their parents, and the parents do not mind if the minor moves out. The minor can handle their own money, and the minor must be employed and have a legal way to make money. Once a minor is emancipated, his or her parents don't have custody or control of him or her anymore. The minor can do some things without parental permission, including get medical care, apply for a work permit, and sign up for school or college. However, an emancipated minor must go to school, must get parental permission before getting married, and will go to juvenile court if they break the law. The Judicial Council of California offers an emancipation pamphlet that includes general information on emancipation. This information can be found at www.courtinfo.ca.gov. If you or someone you know is considering emancipation, check out Legal Services for Children on the web at www.lsc-sf.org. Legal Services for Children is an organization that takes calls from children and people calling on behalf of children. The person who answers the call cannot represent a child, but they can give the caller advice and referrals. This episode of Everyday Law was written and read by librarian Robin Moulton. To view links to resources mentioned in the podcast, subscribe to the Everyday Law podcast, or check out our other services, visit our website at www.saclaw.org. Thank you.